Let's consider response number 23. It starts off with a series of definitions and examples of nominal, ordinal, and interval ratio data. But let's consider the second part. Well, since it would be a group of data of the number of times a person was punched, it wouldn't be ordinal because it's not a standing in a place. I'm not really sure what that actually means. But we have to consider that this had to do with the number of punches observed in the wrestling video in total, not the number of times a particular person was punched. Let's consider the next sentence. It could be nominal because there are certain categories of people who think he got punched 13, 14, 15 times, etc. So under each category would be the number of people that said it. So this seems to imply an entirely different variable. It's conceivable that I could have asked people to, I could have asked different kinds of people to watch the video, and then after having these different kinds of people watch the video, count the number of punches or compare or contrast the number of punches observed by different kinds or categories of people. But that is in fact not what the assignment is. There is one kind of person that was asked to watch this video and count the number of punches, and that was this Psych 210 class. So there's only one kind of people. What we are looking at is a distribution of scores, a distribution of number of punches observed. And so that's what we have to consider. So the next part, it probably couldn't be interval because it's not a height or a weight. Well, a height and weight are examples of ratio data, or examples of interval ratio data, but they're examples of ratio data, but just because number of punches observed is not height or weight doesn't mean that number of punches observed couldn't be ratio data. It is the number of times being punched, but the numbers are all different. Well, the fact that the numbers are all different makes it a variable. So the fact that it's a variable means that we can consider it as nominal or ordinal or interval or ratio, as opposed to if all the numbers were the same, we would have simply a constant. And if it's a constant, then it's not nominal, ordinal, or interval ratio.